So, when you, the positive, being positive, positively accepting, that Qabuli and Kabbalah he was talking is in ni'mat for him. Then he will bring an argument that being thankful will increase the gift. Does it? It will increase the joy of the gift. If you receive a gift and you're not thankful, you don't enjoy it. So you lost the gift. Because gift is given to you. Why? Why the gift is being given to you? If you are a silly person, you could say, to help me. If you are a needy person, it's given to you to help you. But gift is not for that. Gift is for kindness, just to make you happy. And you are disgraceful, so you're not happy. You lost the essence of the gift. That's what he has in this verse. He will say, you know what? Whatever gift we receive, everybody receives. By noticing it and being grateful, you enjoy it better. By being disgraceful, you will lose the joy. So it's silly. Understand it. It's like that. Yes?
Your necessitarianism is sleeping on the road. Do not sleep. Sleep not until you see the gate and the threshold. Beware, do not sleep, O inconsiderate necessitarian, save underneath that fruit-laden tree, so that every moment the wind may shake the boughs and shower upon the sleeper dessert and provision for the journey.
See, this is Rumi, and he's so clever that he will not say, do not sleep. Know that that's a rule. There are places you should sleep. When you arrive there, when you get rid of these nonsenses, then you could give up everything. You don't need to. At the beginning, you have to run every single day and practice every single day to build up. Then when you are a sports fellow, you don't need to go through that pain every day. Then you could relax. You have to be prepared. Use your capability. Be accepted. Then lay down and relax. Look at these guys, they don't need even a thing. They spend majority of their time. Do something else. Are they silly? There is this fellow who has a lot of duties, really. But he spent at least a couple of hours of his life meditating. Instead of planning and preparing everything, this is Dalai Lama. He doesn't need to think. He has a golden heart. Everything is simple to him. Because everything is simple, you will make it complicated. Everything is simple. The universe is not that complicated. If the life was that complicated, that you are always nagging about and running around about, millennia ago, the life should vanish because the animals were dumb, aren't they? That's what the life is. So no big deal. Everything is simple if you understand it. Before that, yes, it's a hard work. Yes?
Sir, that threshold. He uses the word threshold here. And I know it.
Threshold. Word.
Sleep not until you see the gate and the threshold. 940 in our book. Now, threshold, I know it's a term I've heard, and I can't quite remember what it is in Persian and Turkish.
In none of them, because here we would say Taunabini on Daro Dargah.
Derga, that's it. That's the word I was looking for, Derga.
Yeah, what is Derga?
A Sufi gathering place.
No.
You're thinking Darwish.
No, Derga. In Turkey they call Derga. D-E-R-G-A-G-H.
Tomb, right?
Dargah is Persian. God
and used in Turkey
is the use it even in English, but first understand it. God is the essence of time. God means the time of something. The Persians, when they want to say something will happen accidentally, something like that, not very often, they will say God. God means in that exceptional moment. That's God. Then there is Dargah. Dargah means the gate to the palace of the king, because that's the gate that will open momentarily. And you could step there momentarily. That's why they call it Dargah. Then, wherever they try to initiate somehow the meaning of a gate that inshallah will be open to everyone, they call it Dargah. Later, when some peer is sitting down somewhere, the murids will call that place Dargah. That's how later they will call Khanaqah Dargah somehow. Even in Turkish they use it. But it's Dargah because it's Dar and Dargah. Means the door and the time of the door, actually. The moment of the door, or the place that the door will open. It's that complicated.
Necessitarianism is the sleep of its highwayman. How should the untimely bird receive quarter? And if you turn up your nose at his signs, you deem yourself a man. But when you consider, you are a woman.
Yes. And that's quite shameful. Why did you laugh? If you think you're a man, but you're really a woman, is it good or bad? Very bad. Remember, the feminine to us is not ladies. Feminine is intelligence. If you think that you're a spiritual, but deep down you're a realistic fellow, you have lost it. This is what he initiates. Let's listen carefully to the next verse. Yes?
This measure of understanding which you possess is lost. The head from which the understanding is severed becomes a tail.
You know what is the real word over there? اینقدر عقلی که داری گم شود. That عقل again, intelligence, not understanding. That little intelligence, that limited intelligence, or that, if you want to really put the real meaning, will be that measurable understanding. قدر, because it's measurable. That measurable logic that you have will be lost. And the head without the brain is the tail. You see, he emphasizes it. Look at this. This without the brain is the tail. So, if you're confused, you are intelligent, but you think you're spiritual, you're not a spiritual, and you will lose even this intelligence if you want to mix them just like that. You have to understand it. You that we are talking to is the man. The one who is listening to us is your brain, your intelligence, the woman. But we want to get rid of this one. This is the handmaiden. The other one is the real king. We are appealing to the king. If you think that you are the king, but you are really this one, you are the woman over there. You have to be the man, because here we are talking about effort. And effort is a masculine stuff. Why? It needs muscle. Masculine is that. In reality, you have to do it. So that part.